The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Man who does know what he's looking at, Terry Pluta, who will be speaking at the Willoughby Hills Library Tuesday, December 3rd, 6:30 p.m. Folks, it's a free event. Get there. Be there. Be square. Tuesday, December 3rd. Terry Pluta joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Terry, good morning to you. First things up, what is the difference between Kenny Atkinson and J.B. Bickerstaff?
He's put a lot more emphasis on offense and that. By the way, to be fair to J.B., at this point, he didn't have already Jared Allen and missed like six games. And, you know, they were having trouble getting their guys together. But, There is some similarity between when JB was like Jackson was with Golden State, and then Mark Jackson was coaching there and really got them going. And then Steve Kerr came in, and as Kerr said when he was in town last week, you know, he didn't take over a damaged team. You know, he just had a team that needed he called it tweaking or some adjustments, and then the same thing here. I know Kenny Atkinson was thrilled to get this job, not just because it's an NBA job. In fact, he had turned down a chance to go to Charlotte a couple of years ago. But when you laid out the team and everybody's like Donovan's 28 and the other guys are younger, this thing was ready to run and run fast if you could get the engine working right.
Well, there's no doubt, Terry, that they are playing with a confidence, and how could you blame them? They've gotten off to this great start. Everything they're doing is working. Everything Atkinson, every lever he's pulling. Yeah. He had a lineup the other night where he didn't have Donovan Mitchell or Darius Garland on the floor, and they blossomed. That just wouldn't happen in the past. So how much of this is confidence? How much is it that he's got healthy Ty Jerome, healthy Wade, Caris LeVert's playing really good?
By the way, who ever thought you'd start a sentence when he got a healthy Ty Jerome?
Right.
I mean, let's be fair. This is stuff that when it's going well. It's not to knock Ty Jerome. I had to look him up. He actually is better than I thought he was. A couple of years ago, he averaged 10 points for OKC. He's had a history of injuries, not just here, but he had an ankle before. He had groin surgery. It's kind of like that's sidetracked him. But you're right. I mean, I was talking with Kenny the other day. They're hot. They're shooting 52% from the field in the NBA. Who does that? It's just been incredible. I'm not diminishing it at all. I'm a basketball purist. I love the ball movement. I love how the fact that Darius Garland really did work in the offseason on how to play off the ball some and find openings, you know, whether it's not just stand in the corner but go off to the wing, you know, move from side to side. And then Garland, to me, has been the biggest revelation, the way he's been finishing these quarters, his health, not just being healthier but stronger, and the confidence. Because remember last year, some of those playoff games where Donovan Mitchell is like grabbing him and trying to preach some confidence into him. Finally, I just think in some ways, Donovan coming back, it just sparked the whole thing here. That's what lit the fuse to cause this quick and early season explosion.
Boy, that's see. I was going to take it to Garland, but you just mentioned Donovan Mitchell. Do you think that there was a cloud kind of over their head? What's he going to do? What's he not going to do?
And then because
remember Terry, he had said I think he might have told some people like, "Hey, I'm going to be back. Don't worry about it." But did they really think until pen to paper? Do you think that that was maybe a question? They may have felt that they were under too much pressure to retain him with them.
Sure. Well, just the feeling of, he's saying one thing, but everybody else says he's going to New York.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I mean, although I'm sure at one point the Cavs sat down with his agent and said, pretend you're us. How can you even work a trade with New York on the salary cap? You know, what are they going to do, trade us Jalen Brunson? You know, it didn't work. And then meantime, I thought Donovan did a really nice job of how he handled things because, like you said, he was positive about Cleveland. It would have been stupid for him economically to sign an extension after his first year here. In fact, any agent recommending that should have been fired. And then and when the time came, the moment he had a chance to do it, he did it. But you're correct. You know, when you're watching ESPN or whatever it is, and New York, you think, well, you know, then it plays into all this insecurities people have about Cleveland.
Terry Pluto with us right now on the hotline. So they're 12-0, and the Eastern Conference looks abysmal right now.
Is it
now Eastern Conference Finals or bust?
I don't know. We'll see what after another. You haven't even played 20 games yet. By the way, you sort of don't want to look at some of these teams that shot out of the gate and won a bunch of games early and then what happened. But to me, the big thing is, in much the same way when Stephen Vogt came in with the Guardians last year and they went 8-2 in their first 10 games, it set a tone that the new guy has a clue what he's doing because Vogt made some changes too. So this guy comes in here and they start out winning all these games and he's playing the bench and the bench is producing. And they go, it gives the players confidence in the coach and the coach confidence in himself. I mean, he worked a lot on trying to develop relationships in the off season, but you got to see it, you know, on the court. And a lot of times maybe teams just go through stages. By the way, look what JB's doing with Detroit. He's doing a nice job with Detroit. He's pulling them right out of the NBA abyss. And I think they got 5 wins already, and they only won 14 or 12, whatever it was last year. So sometimes it's different coaches for different times, but all I know this, I'm a basketball purist. I love what I'm watching.
Well, Terry Pluto joining us here in the from Cleveland Plain Dealer and in Cleveland.com on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I mean, you're being very pragmatic about it, which I appreciate and respect. But boy, Terry, I haven't been this excited about a Cavs team since LeBron came back. And maybe some of that honestly is how disappointed I am in the football team right now.
Sure.
And so I'm so excited. But man, like a few years ago, what was it? Before they got Donovan, they started off real hot. And there were people asking, well, can this be sustainable? I'm like, eh. I'm going, man, this is, if they stay healthy, which is, I think, for all 30 teams, boy, this is a team that can definitely make a run at Boston and possibly at the finals, but it's still November 13th.
Yeah, and it's fun to be excited about something that's real. Why not?
Yeah.
And
the holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, I think over the course of the regular season, they are set up to, you know, if Garland misses 20 games or somebody else like that, I think they're good enough to win enough games and position themselves for the playoffs very, very well. But you're correct, they have that. And I do like, Kyle, this is a big difference to me, that he has, Kenny's had the confidence to work with those guys on the bench more than JB did. And I think in some ways hanging over JB, like you talked about Donovan leaving, was hanging over JB. I got to win enough games, make sure Donovan wants to stay, make sure I keep my job, all that kind of stuff. And remember, he had, was it Mobley and Garland were out for like 20 games themselves at the same time. So that was a, JB had a tough job last year. And that's why I don't want to diminish that, because we've seen so many coaches come through here and fail miserably and be totally over their head. But nonetheless, Kenny does have a different view of the game, and he's got the players to run this stuff. And that's why I push for him. I could show you the column when they were there to bring him in, because I like the kind of offensive stuff he ran in Brooklyn. I know it didn't, you know, I think he made the playoffs once there. But he had a bunch of kids he was trying to teach to play this way, and he had guts enough to do it.
Well, that's when they brought in guys who were, they were goofy.
At the end, they undercut what he was doing.
Yeah.
You know, they brought in, I forgot, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, if they brought in those players now, it might be a little bit different, but they were goofy at that time. Terry Pluto joining us on the show. Darius Garland, you mentioned he got stronger. What did he do during this offseason to get stronger?
Maybe eight. I don't mean to be sarcastic, but remember, his jaw was wired shut for a month or something. He probably finally began to enjoy food, and then... also, we forget how young these guys are. Your middle 20s, your body is still developing. Yeah. And, you know, he played 1 year of college. His last game was against Kent State. He played basically four and a half games in college, and then had a knee problem that led to surgery. And then he had a second knee surgery when he was younger. Then he was healthy, made an all-star team. And then last year, he kept getting hit, not just at the mouth, he kept getting in the face and things like that. So, he is also, with him and Donovan now, I like the fact that it doesn't seem like they're trading off and taking turns, you know, kind of bringing the ball up. It seems to just be flowing better, and that's helping him. And it's really helping Donovan, where Donovan doesn't need to go out and score 28 or 30 all the time.
And Terry, just finally, before we get to quick Browns discussion, Evan Mobley, his numbers are actually kind of down in every category, but doesn't it look different to you? Doesn't it look like such a much more confident player?
Yeah, he's playing. First of all, he's playing fewer minutes. He's learning what he can do with himself. I remember when he was drafted, an NBA person said, you know, he's got a chance to be Chris Bosh or whatever. I'm like, well, let's see about that. But I'm seeing some of Bosh's game in him now, that the drives to the basket, you know, how long he is. He's learned to shoot with both hands. His outside shot is coming along. I don't want him taking seven threes a game. This is not Lauri Markkanen. It's a different style player, and I think that Kenny has really set this up. I keep encouraging him, you know, go to the rim, take it. From the day one here, this is who you are. You unlock, you know, Evan Mobley. Mobley is so well coached and so well schooled by his father going back. Because remember, from the moment he walked in to the NBA, he was a good defensive player in about his first season. By the end of it, he was elite, and he's unselfish. And, boy, you really like that. And the whole team, you know, signed their extensions. Mobley signed an extension, and Garland was ready under a long-term contract. Donovan did, and so did Allen. So those guys are all locked up. By the way, I think the guys that are the most underrated is Caris LeVert. He's played tremendous. By the way, trivia question, who's second on the team in assists?
I'm going to hem and haw and not know. Go ahead.
I gave you the answer.
Is it Caris?
How about that?
Oh, my goodness.
Been decent defensively, too.
Yeah,
everything. Yes, I said. And he's shooting better than he's shooting out of his mind right now. I mean, it's like 50-some percent on threes or something. But yeah, this is so upbeat. And you mentioned the Browns fans, and it's like I keep getting emails about the Browns and all the chaos won't even lose a game.
Well, that's obvious because, we're trying to figure out a way to fix it. If it were up to you, would Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski either or neither, would they be returning for 2026 as of right now?
I would be leaning in that direction and Watson would be gone. I would quietly release him next spring or something like that whenever it would be made sense on how you do the NFL thing. Because I just think that he has put a real – that cloud on that franchise has just become almost like this thunderstorm that won't stop. And it's just messed so much up. And so I would give them another whirl. I don't know. Don't ask me what they're going to do. I have no idea. None. But the end, I wrote over the weekend, and you said, I laid out exactly why. Watson's an ownership decision. Ultimately, that rests with them. And because you don't bring in a guy with all that economic baggage, all the off-field baggage, all the kind of baggage that's going to fracture your fan base just because football people want him. You've got to be, as an owner, more thoughtful on the bigger picture. And so basically, if I'm the Haslam, I will say, look, you know, great, it didn't work, but you did get me to the playoffs twice, and I'm going to give you another whirl at it without having any discussion on, well, what about Deshaun? Should we fire 5 more people to help Deshaun? Should we, you know, all that garbage. Stop. Give him a fresh start. That would be my view.
He will be speaking at the Willoughby Hills Library Tuesday, December 3rd, 6:30 p.m. It's a free event. Go see Terry, Willoughby Hills Library, Tuesday, December 3rd. Again, 6:30 p.m. Terry Pluto, the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Terry, thank you so much for the time.
Take care, guys. Appreciate it.
You too. Thank you very much. Terry Pluto on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. That's 2 basketball guests in 3 days. Bill Ryder, Terry Pluto, who have compared Kenny Atkinson to Steve Kerr, saying they're our version of Steve Kerr.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.